We're continuing on where we left off last time in terms of understanding until when one can daven mincha. Last time we established that there are two primary shitot. There's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the shita of Rabbanan. Let's quickly review. What's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? You can daven mincha until when? Anybody?
Until 10
and 3/4 halachic hours, which is called?
Plag.
Plaga mincha. That's 10 and 3/4 hours. As opposed to the Rabbanan, who say you can daven until?
One.
Laila. Which either way is how many hours?
12.
That's the end of the 12 hours. So plag is 10 and 3/4. Mincha kitana is 9.5. Right? So, you can either daven according to Rabbi Yehuda until plag, mincha, and then you can start ma'ariv, or according to the Rabbanan, you can daven mincha until laila, and then ma'ariv. We said last time that we paskin, like who?
Oh, no, whatever your choice.
Yes, we paskin like both. Right? Davad kamar avad, davad kamar avad. You can do whichever one you want. You can either be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or a Rabbanan Jew, but whatever Jew you are, you have to stick to for your whole life. You're either a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or you're a Rabbanan Jew. And each one has its advantages and its disadvantages. If you're a Rabbi Yehuda Jew, the advantages is that you can start davening Ma'ariv much earlier. Now, we pointed out that there are some problems with that. What are the problems of davening Ma'ariv earlier? If you want to daven Ma'ariv right after plag at 10 and 3/4 hours in the day?
You have less time to daven mincha.
Well, so that's the disadvantage, is that you can't daven, that, yes, you're right. That was the end of the first thing. Yes, you can't daven mincha after plag. So that's the disadvantage. But what's the advantage even within Ma'ariv? The disadvantage even within Ma'ariv?
You have to say Kriyat Shema.
So every day that you daven, you for sure have to say Kriyat Shema again, because you can't be Yotzei Kriyat Shema until Bishoch Becha, which is 3 stars out, pure night, way later. So every day you're always going to have to repeat Kriyat Shema. But even more than that, and maybe we didn't mention it here last time, I've been learning this sugya with a few different groups. The other issue is that you're not necessarily Yotzei Birchot Kriyat Shema. How does Birchot Kriyat Shema start? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher, Bidvaro, Ma'ariv Aravim. What does that mean? Through his words, It becomes dark, it becomes night. You know what it is at 10:34? It's daytime. The sun is out. That's a lie. He didn't marav anything. He didn't marav any marivim. I don't know how to say that in English or Hebrew. Right? He didn't do anything. And according to many shitot, the Birchot Kriyat Shema, if you say them over here, is a bracha levatala. But it's okay. Because there's a shita that says, don't worry, it's not a bracha levatala. So you're relying on one shita, for your Birchot Kriyat Shema. According to everybody else, bracha levatala, no biggie. Really big deal. And on top of that, though, because of the one shita, you know what it becomes now?
Early shot.
Because of the one shita, it becomes a suffix. So now you have suffix bracha. So now even if you wanted to repeat them later, you can't. Because now that you might have been yotze, according to one opinion, you're done. So because you may have been yotze, you can't even repeat them later. So saying ma'ariv this early is incredibly problematic. Some people do it. There are that usually you don't see plag minyan except like really deep into the summertime. Some shuls will make a plag minyan because of families that want to eat together if they have young children, so do a plag minyan. So mincha's fine. Shmona esrei by ma'ariv is fine. But birchos kriyat shema, well, so kriyat shema you have to repeat for sure, and birchos kriyat shema are incredibly problematic. So it's not so easy being a Rabbi Yehuda Jew. Now, that being said, we saw last time that the Rama said that in Ashkenazi land, they were Rabbi Yehuda Jews. Because there was just no way that they were going to be able to... he doesn't say that black and white, but I assume it was because by the time they got home, they wanted to be able to walk back in the daylight when it was still safe, when they could see where they were going and they weren't going to be attacked by animals or by robbers. So they would daven mincha before plag and ma'ariv after plag. So you can be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew, but it's not an easy life. You're always repeating Kriyat Shema, you're living a life of sfeikos. Not a simple thing. And like in the wintertime, like now you have less time to daven. Can you imagine having less time to daven mincha now than we already have? Like, that's crazy. I don't know why anybody would want to be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew if we have in the modern world. So the other way to go is to be a Rabbanan Jew. And that's what they were in Sephardiland. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't have a machloket. They just had different minhag. You do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So in Sephardiland, they would do like the Rabbanan, and in Ashkenaziland, they would do like Rabbi Yehuda. And he says we would do like the Rabbanan, which means that it's an advantage for which? Mincha or Marav? For Mincha, because you have a longer time to daven Mincha, but technically it's a disadvantage for Marav, because you can't daven Marav until after 12 hours, until after Laila. You have to wait till after Laila to daven Marav. And again, when you choose which one you want to be, you have to stay that way for your whole life, says the Mishnah Berurah.
You choose it once.
You choose. You are either a Yehuda Jew or a Rabbanan Jew. Today's the day, Rebecca. Time to choose.
I thought it was like a three times.
No. I mean, I guess that would create a chazaka, but you choose who you want to be. In life, you got to choose who you want to be. That's right. He's giving you a pump-up speech here in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? But he says you can't even change, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chet. Vav. Peru Shaloyin Hog Pa'am Kach U Pa'am Kach. You can't do one way this way, one way that way. Mishun Dezeu Tarti Desarchi, because then it's two things that are opposite each other. You're living a Siri, you're living a Machloket. Even if you do one day like Rabbanan and one day like Yehuda, you're living a Machloket. Afilu Lamachar, even if you do it separately the next day.
Why can't you live a Machloket?
Because you got to be consistent in life. Life is about doing things continuously, consistently.
Sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes, like, things get in the way. Sometimes, just like...
And so the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch account for that, and we'll talk about that in a second. Umikol shekein, shelo yitpalel biyom achad, mincha achar plag, rabbanan ba'arvi kodim tzidek ochavim. He says, but here's what I'll tell you definitely can't do. We all thought, until now, that you could one day be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew and one day be a Rabbanan Jew. That is a farce. You cannot do that. But he says, but you definitely can't, in the same day, daven mincha after plag, and Mariv before Tzeita Kochavim. Because then in the same day, you're davening Mincha like the Rabbanan, and Mariv like Rabbi Yehuda. You know what we call this? We call it Mincha Mariv Minyanim at Shkia, which is what everybody does. So we got to explain that. Because he says that that's an Isser Gamor. That's brutal. Because what you want to tell me, okay, today I need to do Rabbi Yehuda, and today I need to do Rabbi Yehuda, and stuff came up, and whatever, things changed. In the same day, you're going to daven mincha after plag, which means that you're following the shita of the Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't daven mincha anymore. Right. And then you're going to right after that daven mariv, but it's not laila yet. You just told me you were doing like the Rabbanan. You can't in the same day do like Rabbi Yehuda one way and then do like Rabbanan the other way. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. And everybody does it. Everybody's living a life that's a lie. So you have to explain how that's possible and what's going on with them. That's what we're going to spend today doing once we re-clarify the things that we talked about last time, because I want to make sure we got that down. Because the shita of the Rabbanan, or rather, the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch assumed that when the Rabbanan said Laila, that equals Tzeita Kochavim. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Okay. So it's certainly us to do both in the same day. Just to hear the words in even stronger language, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makom ein lahakel bazer rak imal kol panim b'otu ayom palel mincha kodem plag." So we'll see it first. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama both agree. But what happens? Like Rebecca said, sometimes life happens. What happens if life happens? Life, right? Life is important. And let's say you are a Rebbe Yehuda Jew, but like things just went crazy that day, and it's before Tzeita Kochavim, and you want to daven mincha. Can you daven mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama both paskin, each one according to their own particular shita, that b'shat hadchak, you for sure can switch from one day to another, and even b'di'evit, if you have no choice, and whatever, you b'di'evit, you can switch. So normally you're a Yehuda Jew, so b'di'evit or b'shat hadchak, you can be a Rabbanan Jew, and if you're a Rabbanan Jew, then b'di'evit or b'shat hadchak, you can be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew. But it's definitely b'di'evit, or if you're in a shat hadchak. Right? You have to go and catch a plane. And you're going to be driving from here to the airport, and there's nothing to do, and there's nowhere to go, and you should have done it earlier. We did it enough. Okay, fine. So even though I'm normally... That's not a good case. But even though I'm normally a Rabbanan Jew, I'm going to daven Maariv early today. Because what am I going to do? Or a Bidyeved, I totally missed Mincha today, but it's still before Laila. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda Jew. I missed Mincha. I missed Plag. So Bidyeved, you can still daven Mincha. But says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, that's true, that either Bidyeved or B'Shas Adchak, you can switch for one day, only if you need to, and only Bidyeved, or B'Shas Adchak. But if in that very same day you davened mincha already after plag, shuv aser lo litpalel arvit kodem halayla. If you're a Rebbe Yehuda Jew, and that day you're right, but d'yavid you missed it, you missed plag. Can you still daven mincha?
Yeah.
Yes. But what do you have to do now? Even though you're a Rebbe Yehuda Jew. You must wait until after today to daven Maariv. Because you definitely can't do two opposite things in the same day. Mm-hmm. But the evidence of Shas Chag will allow you to switch from Yehuda to Rabbanan or Rabbanan to Yehuda, but not to do both at the same time. That's in Isser Gamor. Again, creating more problems for our awkward Shkia people. Okay? And the only other thing that we emphasize, which we'll clarify more this time, it'll be a little bit clearer, is that by the Rabbanan, which again we said most people are probably better off being Rabbanan Jews b'zman hazeh, is that they can't daven all the way until Laila, all the way until 12 hours, but around 15 halachic minutes before then is the cutoff point for Mincha. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says that even though ideally you would wait those 15 halachic minutes until Tidduk HaChavim, you could still daven Maariv, and you finish Mincha 15 minutes before Laila, 15 halachic minutes before Laila, and then you can immediately daven Maariv if you want. So I guess back in the day, in the Frum Shuls, they had a 15-minute Dvar Torah between Mincha, which was 15 minutes before Tzidik Kol Chavim, and then they would daven Maariv, and then the not Frum Shuls, so they would daven Mincha and then immediately daven Maariv 15 minutes before Tzeis. Clear? Questions, thoughts, comments on the halacha l'maaseh for the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch?
I'm guessing we're going to explain, you're saying, why shuls do it then.
Yes. Right. That's the next piece. Do we understand the shita of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? Questions? Thoughts? Comments?
Well, we didn't discuss shkia.
That's what we're doing right now. Since that's where everybody's mind is headed, let's go right there. Okay? So, why do we all stress out about shkia? I don't know. Let's figure it out. I need more markers. Would you mind getting me a red marker from the back? The reason why we all stress out about Shkia is because there's another inherent machloket within this machloket. Because Judaism can never be complicated enough. We have a machloket within a machloket. We definitely agree that Rabbi Yehuda is one opinion, and we definitely agree that the Rabbana is the other opinion. What's the shita of the Rabbana? You can say Mincha until when? What's the word?
Laila.
And you can daven Maariv after? After?
Laila.
I even clapped it. I don't know what that was. After Laila. But there's a machloket as to when is Laila. It's definitely at 12 hours. But how do you calculate those 12 hours? So if you take a look back, earlier on in the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that there are two shitot in terms of how to calculate the 12 hours of daylight. The first opinion is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Raman, what we've been working with until now. It starts at, in my version of the Mishnah Berurah, there's in a Rashi script, a little tet in parentheses, in Siv Katan Dalet. In Sif Katan Dalet, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, around 5 lines in. Little tet in Rashi script in parentheses. Diyesh omrim dechashvinan me'amud hashachar at tzeit kochavim. According to one opinion, how do you determine these 12 hours from when to when? What were the two words?
from Amud HaShachar until Sei Takochavim.
This is the Shita of, anybody know? What's referred to as? Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. But somebody, well, many people argue with him, but it becomes a particular individual's shita. It's known for his being his shita. We skip a few more lines down after the semicolon. Last round line is v'yesh. V'yesh orim dechashvina nirbet shaot minetz hachama ad shkiata. What's the second opinion? From when to when?
From Nates until when? Yeah. Now that's a big difference. That's known as the Shita of the Gra.
What the Gra is saying, because we've already explained Rabbeinu Tam, because we've been working with Rabbeinu Tam the entire time. What the Gra is claiming is that when Rabbanan said, you can daven Maariv Mincha until nighttime, definitionally, it becomes nighttime at Shkia. It's not that you have to finish davening before 12 hours. He says that at Shkia, that is 12 o'clock in halachic hours. That's when 12 o'clock is.
It's not nighttime yet.
What is it? So that's where this whole machloket comes from. Stick with me. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The question is, what is happening? The issue here, we're going to go into it a little bit. We're not going to get lost in it because we could easily get lost in it. And I want to make sure that we get down to Lach Lamaisa with no time left. Okay? Bear with me. The question is, what is happening in this no man's land between Shkia and Laila? Let's not call it a no man's land. In Hebrew, what do we call between Shkia and Laila? Bein Hashmashot, Shkia, Tzikochavim, all of that. What? Give me one word that relates very much to that question mark.
We don't.
It's a suffix. I don't know what it is. Once the ball of the sun is no longer visible, we call it twilight. I don't know. We have even funny words in English for it. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? How do you define nighttime? Is nighttime defined by when the light's gone? By when the sun is gone? I don't know.
Evening.
What?
Evening.
Great, we can use any English word or any Hebrew word you want. It's still a suffix. And it's not clear what it is. Worse, there are seemingly two contradictory Gemaras in terms of what happens in this time. One of them discusses this Bein Hashmashot as being three, being four, the amount it takes to walk, four in Hebrew, mem yud lamed, four mil.
Miles?
This time span between Shkia and Tzitzit Kochavim
as being, yeah, I just remember where we put it, it's not really helpful. But it's four mil. Or is it 3/4 of a mil?
Sounds so yummy.
Well, if it's only 3/4 of a meal, it's going to be a lot smaller of a meal, which is exactly the point. Right? That's this question of suffix of Bein Hashmashot. And since these two Gemaras are at odds, there are two different ways they're understood. We're first going to explain it like Rabbeinu Tam, what's referred to as Rabbeinu Tam, because that's what we've been working with the entire time. Rabbeinu Tam says very simply, yes, it's 4 mil worth of time. Right? Let's, for our purposes, because in Chutz La'aretz here, around how long is it between Shkia and Tzitzit Kochavim normally? Let's make it 40 minutes in clock hours, just for simplicity's sake. It's around that amount of time usually in Chutz La'aretz anyway. Okay? So, this 40 minutes worth of time that's between Shkia and Tzitzit Kochavim, for 3 1/4 worth of that time, for like, I can do 3 1/4 of 40, I'm not doing that.
75.
No, 3 1/4 of 40, it can't be 75.
7.5.
So it's like 32 of the 40 minutes, something like that. 32, 33 of the 40 minutes. Okay. 33 of the 40 minutes.
Wait, isn't it 3/4 of 1 mil?
Yes. So Caesarino Tom, stick me Caesarino Tom, for that first 3 1/4 until that 3/4, that first 3 1/4.
Yeah, isn't it 30?
Is it 3/4 of 3 1/4?
No, it's 3/4
of
3 1/4.
30 out of 40.
3 1/4 of a meal.
Until
that 3/4 that's left. Only that's really nothing.
30.25.
Again, like I said, around 33 minutes, which is bad for me, so I have no math skills. Okay? For that 3 1/4 worth of time between Shkia and Seis has almost, not definitively none, almost no halachic significance whatsoever. It's daytime. It's pure daytime. For this last 3/4, that's really the suffix. And for that 3/4 worth of time, that 3/4 of a mil, that's Bein HaShmashot, that's a suffix, that's the problem. Which is why when we saw the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rav before, they said you can daven Mincha until close to Teitel Kol Kavavim, but not until Teitel Kol Kavavim. Why can you only daven until here? Because at that point it becomes a suffix. That's why, that explains why we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah what we saw. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that Bein HaShmashot is only a few minutes long. Call it 15 halakhic minutes, call it around, I don't want to say that it's 7, it's not really 7 minutes in Chutz La'aretz, that's dangerous to say. But speak to your own posting in terms of how long that time span is. But for those 15 halakhic minutes, which seems to be implied by the Mishnah Berurah, that's really the suffix.
Is that why you have like a few minutes after Shkia technically?
Yeah, almost there. We're not to know Shkia yet. No Shkia yet. Where's the only time, interestingly, that this does play a role according to Rabbeinu Tam? Check out what they used to do. So the Shulchan Aruch keeps sending you to Siman Reish Samech Aleph. Go to Siman Reish Samech Aleph. Go to Siman Reish Samech Aleph. You know what Siman Reish Samech Aleph is? It's the halachot of Tosefet Shabbos. Because I live in a world where in Queens we have both Ashkenazim and Sephardim, and I say things like Tosefet Shabbos, which makes no sense at all. That's what it's talking about in that siman. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch and Norma, living as Rabbeinu Tam Jews, the only time that Shkia is relevant is if you want to take. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos is to accept Shabbos early. When does Shabbos actually come in? When do you have to light candles?
18 minutes before.
Tzei Tikkun Chavim! Can you imagine they were being over Shabbos every week? They were doing malacha all the way down here because it's daytime. Who cares? It's daytime, 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 daytime after Shkia. It only becomes nighttime 3 1/4 mil before Tzei Tikkun Chavim. The only time this 3 1/4 worth of time was relevant, that for them was the time of Tosefet Shabbos. They were Mekabel Shabbos early by lighting at Shkia.
Oh my gosh, my dad just told me about this. He's like, yeah, these like Haredim would like drive around when it was already dark.
I don't know if you meant Haredim, but it's okay. So they 3 1/4 hours. That was when they would be makabel Tosefet Shabbos. They were accepting Shabbos early at the time. That was the only real halachic implication. And Shabbos came in here a few minutes before Tzedek Kol Chavim.
I thought we light a few minutes
because we aren't Rabbeinu Tam Jews. Okay. But that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra says, whoa, nothing doing.
We have a question.
1 second. About Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say you keep Rabbeinu Tam, so you keep Shabbos later. Does that mean you start later?
No, nobody does that.
Oh. Wait,
no.
Why can't
you? No. Okay. Says the Gra, no way, nothing doing. The first 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, that's Bein HaShmashot, and that's a suffix. And everything after that, you know what it is?
Light.
Pure night. That's a difference.
The swap.
Yeah. Nighttime. Because he holds that 110%, once you hit Shkia, it's a suffix, and once you hit a few minutes after that, 3/4 of a mil, then it's nighttime. Now that comes back to what you just mentioned a minute ago, Chavi, which is sometimes there are certain halachos where, like, if you're a few minutes after Shkia, you're still okay. What does that mean? What is that like? In Judaism, there's nothing works like that, where it's like, yeah, be'erech. There's no be'erech in halacha. It doesn't work like that. So why is that? Because according, you have two opinions of what's happening for those 3/4 of a mil right after Shkia. What are the two opinions? What's their opinion of the Rabbanon? What is it? What is this according to the Rabbanon? It's daytime. It's pure daytime. It's, yes, it's 110% daytime. And according to the Gra, what is it? It's a suffix. So since according to one opinion, it's definitely day, and according to the other opinion, it's a suffix day or night, we are like 3/4 of the way there. Right? 100% of one opinion and 50% of the other opinion, that's a pretty good, okay, you're okay. So you have a little bit of extra time, and that's why there are certain halachot that can be very, very useful and very powerful. Where if you miss Shkia for certain things, even then we assume that you can still do certain activities after Shkia because you're still within that Bein Hashmashot of the Gra.
So that's like the 18 minutes on Shabbos?
No. So on Shabbos, the way that we hold Tosefet Shabbos, again, everything that the Gra does stops at Shkia. We bring in Shabbos when? 18 minutes before Shkia, because according to the Gra, Shkia is Shabbos. Shabbos is Doraita, and this is a suffix. It might be nighttime. You're going to do Malachi when it might be night? It might be Shabbos. So Tosefet Shabbos is the 18 minutes before Shkia. We're all sitting there saying Shalom Aleichem, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are looking at us going, what are you doing? I'm still in my car. Right? That was that case. They had a whole different relationship with time in that way. Now, why do we get so crazy about the Gra that we want to make sure that we finish Mincha by Shkia? That's because of the Gra, who is incredibly emphatic about the fact that you must stop Mincha. You must finish Mincha. By the way, if I'm saying this here, not start Mincha. Common misconception. Finish your Shmona Esrei of Mincha. Finish davening Mincha by Shkia.
If you have your few minutes, then you could start
Shkia. The Gra's like, no. Halachically, we say, okay, if you missed it, so keep going because you have time. And honestly, if you missed it, you can keep going because you still have the. You can still go for a while because you have Rabbeinu Tam. But that's all b'dieved. It's all very b'dieved. Let's read it inside together. Don't trust me. Trust the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Let's read it inside together. He emphasizes that at the end of this siman. After he's finished, heart-wrenchingly, he's grinding his teeth, explaining the whole Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Because all he wants to tell you is don't paskin like them. And then finally he bursts forth at the end of the siman. In Sif Katan Yudalid. Second line after the period. Vida. Even though the Mechaber and the Ramah, it seems clear that they were no hate to say Marev after Tzidikol Chavim, that since you start Marev after Tzeis, then you can daven Mincha until close to Tzeis, even though that's clearly the opinion of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh poskim rabim. There are many poskim, says the Mishnah Berurah, shechokim bazeh, that argue with this. V'da'atam shetfilat ha-mincha hu rak kodem shkiyat ha-chama, that you can only daven mincha until shkia. V'lachin, and therefore, lechatchila. Lechatchila means we must do this, and only b'dievet, if we missed it, can we do otherwise. Lechatchila, tzarich. It's not holding back his words here. One must. Tzarich kol adam. Every person must be careful. Lizaher, litpalel kodem shkiyat hachama davka. To finish davening mincha by shkia. Dehainu, and so he's emphasizing what I was emphasizing because he emphasized it. Dehainu, meaning, sheyigmor tfilato, that one finishes their entire Shmona Esrei. Be'od shelonit kasa shemesh me'einenu, before the sun goes down. Before shkia. So much so that he says, "Umutav litpalel bizmana biyichidut." It's better to daven at the right time, biyichidus, without a minion, milihitpalel acharkach b'tzibor. If you have a choice, and in your town there is only one Hasidish shtibel, and that's it, and they always daven after Shkia, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'shitato, he seemed to not have been very happy with the way that the Hasidim were davening, right? L'shitato, he would say, better daven b'yechidus before Shkia, because you must finish davening before Shkia than to daven with a minion after Shkia before Tzeis.
Are you saying everyone follows? You said everyone follows?
People follow the Gra. People follow the Gra. We'll explain in a second how that plays out. Ubidiyevid, but bidiyevid, he says, Yuchali smoch al daat hamekilim lidpal achar shkia. You can be somech on those who are lenient to daven after shkia. Ad reva sha'ah kodem seita kochavim, meaning until Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you get to 3/4 of a mil before seita kochavim, according to everybody, you can't daven at that point. But he says again, skipping down to the two lines from the bottom. This is all totally b'di'eved. Davening minchah after shkia is totally b'di'eved. Ushat hadchak gadol, and in a tremendous shat hadchak. Aval lechatchila bevadai ein la'acher zman hamincha arachar shkia. But bevadai, a person should make sure to daven before shkia. V'kol shekhen, even more so. She actually zayir me'od shola la'acher atamach le'tzitachavim. Meaning, even if you miss shkia, you daven as quickly as humanly possible, and don't let it get any closer to tzitachavim. The Mishnah Berurah is taking a hard line stance of the Gra. That's why many of us, Bizman Hazeh, make sure to daven until Shkia. That's why almost all of the shuls that we daven in make sure to finish Mincha by Shkia. Because that is 12 hours, Laila L'Rabbanan, according to the Gra. And everybody should make sure to do that. Now, there are those who are noheg like Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why you will see, particularly Chassidus Shtiblach, who didn't take on this Gra. How could they do that? Who are they being somechan? And the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, meaning this is what was happening all over the world. I don't know when things changed, but in the times of both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, everybody assumed that Laila was Seita Kochavim. So we sometimes may look unfavorably upon those minyanim who are lazy or who don't care about Zmanim and who daven late. So the answer is that in our communities, if our shita is to follow like the Gra, which if you're a Mishnah Berurah Jew, you definitely should, and I would assume that unless you have somebody else that you're following, you're likely a Mishnah Berurah Jew, you absolutely, positively, unquestionably should be finishing Mincha by Shkia. But if somebody has a Mesorah that they don't follow the Gra, and that they come from a line of people who do follow Rabbeinu Tam, they follow Rabbeinu Tam. But that's why you'll see many Minyanim that will daven until even into Pashkia, but before Tzeita Kochavim. They'll never daven, with exceptions, and there it's not clear that you have what sheets you have to rely on. Not clear. But you'll see all of these minyanim that they'll definitely be finishing Mincha before 3/4 of a mil before Tzeis.
Mincha?
They'll be finishing Mincha before 3/4 of a mil before Tzeita Kochavim.
We have to go back to our Minchamar.
So our Minchamars follow the Grub and assume that 12 o'clock is Shkia, and Shkia is 12, and 12 o'clock is nighttime. Now, the problem is, we still have a problem with these minyanim. So how do we then understand why it isn't a Tarte de Satra, where you're not following Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban at the same time? Because what is the Gra saying? He's saying that Shkia is Rabbanan, and so therefore it's not a Tarte de Satra. The only problem is
that you're davening Marav in that 3/4, which...
Yeah, that's the problem.
Is that the suffix part?
Yeah, that's a thing.
You're davening Marav.
So they're davening Marav during the
suffix. Here's the problem with Mincha Marav Binyanim. There's two problems. One is that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're doing a Tarte de Satre. Okay, so you say, I pass like the girl. Okay. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you are absolute 100% Tarte de Satre. So, like, even that is shaky. And even if you want to be a Rabbanan Jew, Bisman Hazeh, you might, meaning, and this is something which personally I try to be Makbedan, I'm not always able to, but the majority of the time I am, Another reason why I'm a big fan of Mincha Gedola. I get away from all of this stuff. I'm a big fan of Mincha Gedola. I don't get into any of this. Is to make sure you daven Mincha by Shkia, but not daven Maariv until after Tzeis. Because then you don't have any Birchot Kriyas Shema Yishuv, which after Shkia you have a lot more Shittas in your favor, that you're, meaning once the sun has gone down, so you can say Maariv Aravim according to most. But you still have to repeat Kriyas Shema itself after Tzeis Kol Havim. That according to everybody.
So you don't do Mincha Maariv, when you?
No. No, 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 no. Because first of all, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Tarte Desatre. Now, even according to the Gra, you have a problem. Because, like Elior was pointing out, we said that for 3/4 of a mil, it's a suffik. And the Gra says you can't daven Mincha yet. You can't daven Maariv yet. He holds, ideally, you should daven Maariv after Tzeis, still. Because that's still the best on daven Maariv, but for those 3/4 of an hour, where do you get off davening Maariv? And again, there's one shita. Believe it's Rabbeinu Yonah. One shita that says, no! If the Gra says that Shkia is 12, and the Rabbanim say you can daven Mincha until Laila, you can daven Maariv after Laila, says, I believe it's Rabbeinu Yonah, what does he say?
Laila.
You can daven Mincha until when? Shkia, and then we can daven Maariv.
After Shkia.
Right after Shkia, but you've only got one opinion to rely on. So that, and there are many men around you that like this, that mamish, daven Mincha, no break, Maariv. Boom, boom. That's really questionable. But that also explains why in a lot of shuls you also see a drasha between Mincha and Maariv, what they're ideally trying to do, though I've never seen a shul where the drasha has really been long enough. They're usually like really 1 or 2 minutes. Is that where that came from was an attempt to delay davening Maariv until after that 3/4 of a mil. To really live within the Shita Tagra. Questions? Yeah.
Start. It's like 15 minutes or something.
My guess is that they go longer for this very reason. Yeah, 100%. That's great. That's great. And there are, I can think of a few shuls that are like that.
No, what are you gonna say? Thinking, is this like you said chutzlar? Because, I don't know. Because like, I remember like, when I was in Israel, like, they had like a mincha maariv situation, and I wasn't sure.
If you go to the Kotel, you will often see, very awkwardly, that between Shkia and Samach Letzeta Kol Chavim, there will be two guys standing in the Kotel Plaza. And one of them's yelling, Mincha, 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 and the other guy's yelling, Maariv, Maariv, Maariv. Why? Because one of them's a Gra Jew and one of them's a Rabbeinu Tam Jew. It's an amazing thing. But that's why that's happening. Because in this time, it depends on who you follow. And both are legitimate. One has to know their Mesorah. But again, the Mesorah for most of us sitting in this room, I don't know exactly where you're all from or what your family minhagim are, and definitely check on your family minhag, is absolutely to follow the Gra to finish mincha by shkia. But that also means that if you do miss shkia lo aleinu, or you didn't finish your, or you started Shemona Esrei too late, and half your Shemona Esrei is going to be before shkia, and the other half of your Shemona Esrei is going to be after shkia, you're still fine. According to the Gra, it's hardcore b'di'eved.
Should you rush to finish before shkia?
Personally, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
We've started late. You made a mistake. You're already, I would say you're already in that b'di'eved zone, mm-hmm. especially because you're in that 3/4 of an hour where it's a suffik. So you're Shemona Esrei. Don't compromise your tefillah. But then tomorrow, make sure to daven earlier, to start davening earlier. Yeah.
So it's not really mincha, but if you're following the Gra,
yeah.
Like Kriyat Shema
That's why if you open you, this makes this makes a lot of the zmanim on your phone and on your computer now make more sense. When I taught this in one of the other groups, they were like, "Well, if Rabbi Yehuda's really shita, why doesn't like all of these websites and all of these apps? Why don't they tell you when Plaga Mincha is?" And I'm like, "They all do. You've just never noticed it. It's not the same thing as it not being there." But you'll notice that that's why there's two different times for Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. There's two different times for Sof Zman Tefillah. There's going to be two different times for everything because it depends on how you divide the day. Right, but that's because he's following Rabbeinu Tam.
So Rabbeinu Tam might have a later
Kriyat. No, the Gra has a later one because his day is shorter. It gets squished. It doesn't. It starts later on in the day. So
Magen Avraham is Rabbeinu Tam?
I believe so. I believe so.
So Gra has a longer day?
No, the Gra has a shorter day.
Oh,
which is why Kriyat Shema, Sof Zman Kriyat Shema is later is because his day is shorter.
So
So since it started later on, his Sosman Krishma is later on.
What's M.A.?
Magen Avraham. Yeah? But you go and play around with this mantra now and they'll all make a little bit more sense.
Yeah,
the only other thing that I would point out, which is just super interesting, which somebody sort of hinted to before, but let's actually tackle it. Here's something super cool. When do we start Shabbos according to who? The Gra. We light candles 18 minutes before Shkia to make sure we fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos. According to the Gra, when does Shabbos end, theoretically? Shkia, maybe at the end of Shkia, 3/4 of a later, but where does it not end? Tzedek Kol Chavim. So, spoiler alert, what are we all?
Extra.
We're Rabbeinu Tam Jews.
Yeah.
So what does it mean when somebody says, no, I can't end Shabbos yet. I keep
Rabbeinu Tam.
We all keep Rabbeinu Tam. Right? We don't end Shabbos until Tzedek Kol Chavim. Tzedek Kol Chavim is Rabbeinu Tam.
Isn't that part of
Tosefet Shabbos?
No, because we
this is actually fascinating when I learned this. The issue, where the concept of Rabbeinu Tam means that wherever we came from, I'm not entirely clear on who we is and where there is. Wherever we came from, in that place, it took 72 minutes to get from Shkia to Tzeis. So when they were transplanted to America, they didn't want to look at the sky. They just wanted to keep doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
So since there it takes 72 minutes to get from Shkia to Tzeis, so here they also keep 72 minutes, even though it's already Tzeis beforehand. So when somebody says, no, I keep Rabbeinu Tam, your answer is, no, I keep Rabbeinu Tam. But you're welcome to wait 72 minutes.
I know there are people who keep
depending on where and on the globe they are, they keep like...
Yeah, that's what we do. That's why I don't wait 72 minutes necessarily.
Something like real Rabbeinu Tam, which can go on for like, I don't know.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
my teacher said that. I forgot what she was saying.
The sun, and if you're up north,
something
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Bottom line to walk away with from all of this, hopefully. Okay?
Yeah, you really know what's happening on my phone.
Yes. Suddenly, all the times I've lit up. A few things. First of all, as we come to the close of learning Tefillat Mincha, the halachas of Tefillat Mincha together, I cannot impress upon you enough, Taven Mincha Gedola. First of all, you get out of every simon we've been in so far, every halacha we've learned so far, you get yourself out of so many problems, if you just Taven Mincha Gedola. That's number one. Today I missed 1:20 mincha because there was an event that I felt that I needed to be at, and there were things that I felt I needed to say at that event in order to clarify some very questionable things that were said. And I made a choice to say, even though I knew I was going to make mincha, I got in my car and I drove immediately to Keser Torah and daven 1:45 mincha. Because look what happened outside. Suddenly became nighttime. I don't even know when that happened. I can't impress more or enough. Bizman hazeh, where our days are so crazy and there are so many halachic ramifications, especially because, according to many, it's either lechatchila or it's lechatchila. There's only one opinion that says there's b'dieved. To daven mincha gedola, just daven mincha gedola. And many of you have indicated to me along the course of the semester that you all, as women, have decided that you're davening b'yechidus, which may or may not be okay, but fine, you're all davening b'yechidus. If you're davening b'yechidus, there is no reason not to daven mincha gedola, and there may be really compelling reasons that we learned about in previous simanim why you have to daven mincha gedola. Okay? So keep that in mind. That's number one. Number two is, if, bottom line in terms of mincha, when is the latest time you could daven mincha? So ideally, unless your mesorah of psak is different, again, like there are many Hasidic people that do daven later, and they're totally fine. They're living within the realm of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban Rabbeinu Tam, and that's great. But unless you know otherwise, you should make sure to finish davening, finish your Shemoneh Esrei, and ideally you should finish Tachanun Aleinu also. But finish davening by Shkia, not after Shkia, by Shkia. In this realm of halacha, and in many other notable realms of halacha, you have a little bit of leeway, which is what the Gra calls Bein HaShmashot. Even if you miss that few minute window after Shkia, you can still daven mincha. It's definitely b'dieved, but you can still daven mincha. Until as late as close to Tzedek Kol Chavim. Again, I'm not going to give you an exact time because everybody's hesitant to give me an exact time. This 3/4 mil, 15 minutes, maybe 20, but certainly 15, 20 minutes beforehand, you're fine. My point is still, if you have time after that where, like, if you missed it and you're like, oh my God, stop, drop, and daven. Okay? That's the latest you can daven mincha. If you're somebody who davens both mincha and ma'ariv, which that you for sure none of you are chayavot to do. None of you are chayavot to daven ma'ariv. But if you're somebody who does daven ma'ariv, or if you're somebody like me who has to daven ma'ariv, right? At the very least, one should be waiting sometime between shkia and after shkia to daven mincha. Sorry, to daven ma'ariv. Because you have this, if you're living within the gra, you really should be living within the gra, and davening mincha and then immediately davening ma'ariv is somewhat problematic. Honestly, the whole thing is somewhat problematic because there's look at all the writing and all the colors on the board. Mm-hmm. So it's legitimate to daven mincha and immediately daven ma'ariv. There's a shita. There are quite a few shitas to say daven mincha and then 15 minutes later daven ma'ariv, beseder. But you still may be living a life of tarte de satre. And so therefore, one should be makbid, if possible, to daven mincha before shkia and daven ma'ariv after tzitzit kochavim. Did that make sense to anyone other than me? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah? Yes! Awesome. Okay. Think about it. Keep your eye on your Zmanim apps and on your Zmanim web pages and watch how the halachic day works, but don't let the time pass you by. Make sure to daven also. And hopefully on Wednesday we'll keep going in the halachas of mincha to wrap up before the semester ends. Also-